Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Streets be filled with. Praise the Lord, our listeners today. Thank you for tuning in. This is Dennis Mujimba from Last Adam Tabernacle. Today, I'm glad to be sharing with you the word of the Lord for us this service. And the message I have chosen is called God Desires That You Be Healthy. Now, it is not the Lord who has told me to name it that title. That is a choice I made. Just to be clear, so that you don't think God is the one who has given me that phrase. No, I just got an impression on my heart of the general message I should be sharing with you and decided to give it that title. God Desires You to Be Healthy. And my lead scripture is from the third letter of John. It has only one chapter, so just go straight to verse 2. It reads that, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your souls prosper." So before I proceed, let us have a moment of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for this time and for the opportunity to speak to your people about what I feel impressed on my heart, especially given the season and times that we are in. I pray that the words I speak shall be a blessing to the hearers and multiplication to the doers, O God, Lord. May we not stop at just hearing, but implement your truth in our lives, in our families, in our communities, in our workplaces, and in our nation. I thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ have I prayed. So I had said that my lead scripture is taken from the Apostle John's third letter. The letter of third letter is towards Revelations, the third last book in the Bible. Third letter of John. It has only one chapter. And we went straight to verse 2. It reads, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." So right there in that verse, we see a profound truth that we should not prosper in all things, material, spiritual, but forget to prosper in our health. Because it is the desire of God that we prosper holistically. Prospering in our physical lives, in our spiritual lives, in our social-emotional lives, in our everything. That is holistic prosperity that God desires for us. And for you as a child of God, and not just any child, but you who is purpose-driven for the cause of the kingdom, you can only be as effective in your assignment and purpose for life to the degree to which you're healthy physically, mentally, and emotionally. You need to be healthy holistically for you to be effective in the mandate that God has set you or called you apart to do. Now, even for listeners who may not be knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are in this world for a purpose. You're not just existing. There are some things that are eternal that God would like you to co-labor with Him so that you leave a footprint in the kingdom of heaven, in the path of eternity. So you're not here to eat, drink, sleep, and die. No. Life is much more than that. Life has a purpose, but for us to be able to fulfill that purpose effectively, we need holistic health. What does to be healthy mean? Well, the I am not someone who is into Greek meanings and Hebrew meanings of words, but sometimes it does help to know the root of some of these words that are used in scripture. So the root Hebrew word for health has to do with the word to create. Therefore, the absence of physical imperfections does not mean that you're necessarily healthy. The absence of physical imperfections will not necessarily be a sign that you're healthy. In fact, in Judaism, as long as an individual is able to constructively add to society, then you're healthy. On the contrary, if you see yourself as having no physical imperfections, but you're not able to add anything to society, then you need to question whether you're healthy enough, because that is not the holistic health that the scripture alludes to. Then we need to ask ourselves, is it God's desire that we be healthy? And that one we have answered in John's third letter, chapter 1, verse 2. He wants us to prosper in all things and be in health just as our souls prosper. As we become closer in our walk with the Lord, we should also desire that our physical bodies are in good health. Now, there is health that is imparted by a supernatural gift for you to be able to accomplish your purpose. But there is also a measure of health that arises by you following God's laws regarding health. Now, they are not necessarily spiritual. Well, everything God says, because His spirit is spirit, but it has a physical dimension. Now, these laws that He gave, the ones He gave to Moses, what we call the Mosaic laws, they also have to do with health. So, well, now there we have a problem, because some people say, but I am no longer under the law of Moses. Calvary covers it all. Jesus nailed all the requirements of the law on the cross. Brethren, Jesus did not do away with the essence of the law. Therefore, when we break the law, we still suffer the consequences of it, both the physical and spiritual consequences in the now. So, some of the laws of health in the Mosaic law, we shall have to go to the Old Testament and get a couple of them. Number one, if you go to the book of Leviticus, in chapter 3, verse 17, Leviticus chapter 3, verse 17, and also the same book, chapter 7, verse 23 to 27, you will see Moses being given laws that pertain to not eating fat and blood. Of course, now the question will be, but why would someone be stopped from eating fat and blood? Especially those of you who like pork. I know it is a delicacy in some homes, but that is a discussion for another time when you're having home fellowships after lockdown has been lifted. So chapter 3, verse 17 says, "This shall be a perpetual statute throughout your generations in all your dwellings, that you shall eat neither fat nor blood." Now, the scientists have done research and actually found animal fat is not good for you. You know, it has lots of implications on what are called the cardiovascular diseases and other issues. But also, we know that in blood, that is where most of the infections and contaminations are carried. So some of these laws that Moses was given, when you look at the law itself, there is science behind it. So don't throw away some of these laws saying they are not backed up by science. Actually, they precede, they are part of it. They inform the science. Some of the decisions, public health measures taken are in line with this. If you go to Leviticus chapter 11, verse 36 to 40, you'll hear what it talks about. 36 to 40 says, "Nevertheless, a spring or a cistern in which there is plenty of water shall be clean, but whatever touches any such carcass becomes unclean. And if a part of any such carcass falls on any planting seed which is to be sown, it remains clean. But if water is put on the seed, and if a part of any such carcass falls on it, becomes unclean to you. And if any animal which you may eat dies, he who touches its carcass shall be unclean until evening. He who eats of its carcass shall wash his clothes and be unclean till evening. He also carries its carcass shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening." So, right there, we just see the laws that Moses was given regarding control of diseases from animals, especially an animal that has died of an illness. He says, avoid contaminated water, water that has been contaminated by that animal. Avoid dead animals which have died of causes that you do not know or you do not understand. Already that is a public health measure. You don't feed on carcasses of animals whose cause of the death you do not know. Then if you go to Leviticus chapter 14, the whole chapter, it's about the ritual for cleansing healed lepers. And it's really about disinfection and fumigation, really, to eradicate carriers of disease. So when you routinely fumigate your homestead, your house, your kitchen, your sewage system, there is a law to that. And these children of Israel, during the period of the Exodus, they may not have understood the science, but they understood it as a truth. And it is us who are now applying science to that truth, and it actually does work. Fumigation eradicates carriers of disease. So we need to regularly routinely fumigate our homesteads, our bedrooms, compounds, sewage system, etc., to get rid of carriers of disease. If you go to chapter 13 of Leviticus, the law concerning leprosy, that is where the children of Israel were given the law regarding quarantine. Quarantine, the principle to prevent spread of highly infectious communicable diseases. You know? Right there in the scriptures, it is found. If you go to Leviticus, again, chapter 12, verse 1 to 8, we can even read that if you do not mind. It is about the rituals after childbirth. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a woman has conceived and born a male child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, as in the days of her customary impurity, she shall be unclean. Verse 3, and on the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. Verse 4, she shall then continue in the blood of her purification 33 days. She shall not touch any hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purification are fulfilled. But if she bears a female child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her customary impurity, and shall continue in the blood of her purification 66 days. When the days of her purification are fulfilled, whether for a son or daughter, she shall bring to the priest a lamb of the first year as a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove as a sin offering to the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then he shall offer it before the Lord and make atonement for her, and she shall be clean from the flow of her blood. This is the law of her who has born a male or female child. Now, right there, you have the laws surrounding childbirth. Now, for those of you who may not be aware, that period, the first 40 days after a mother has given birth, are very delicate for the health of the child, but also the health of the mother. A lot of deaths of the very little ones occurs about around that time. Mothers can also get a lot of infection around that time. So handling a mother who has given birth with great care around the first 40 days of giving birth is very critical. In the science language, it's called the puerperium period. But it's right here in the scripture. It was given to the children of Israel. Now, this was in the days of the Exodus. And right now, it is proven, let's say the first 1 to 2 months after mother has given birth are very delicate for the life of the baby, but also the life of the mother. Now, if you go to Leviticus chapter 18, that whole chapter talks about the laws against sexual immorality. And most of them, when you read, it is against spreading of sexually transmitted infections. You know, it's talking about all sorts of things there. Now, if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 11 to 13, we get to hear another aspect of the law, and that is the law to do with hygiene and sanitation. Chapter 23, verse 11 to 13, he says, "But it shall be, when evening comes, that he shall wash with water, and when the sun sets, he may come into the camp. Also you shall have a place outside the camp where you may go out." Now this is a place for easing oneself. "And you shall have an implement among your equipment, and when you sit down outside, you shall dig with it and turn and cover your refuse." Moses was given clear guidelines by the Lord on how to keep the environment hygienic. This was even before we had waterborne toilets, before we had pit latrines. God clearly knew that if you do not guide these children of mine, they are going to get disease outbreaks in the camp and people will perish. So the whole essence of Moses being given these laws of health to guide the children in the time of the Exodus, so that they observe them even when they get into their promised land, was for them to have holistic health. Because if they are afflicted by diseases that come out of from a result of poor hygiene, they'll not be able to worship the Lord. The sick and the dead are not in position to worship the Lord. If you're unconscious, you cannot worship God in an unconscious manner. The dead cannot worship the Lord. What was given the children of Israel was to keep them healthy. As you walk with the Lord and you prosper in your soul, in your fellowship with Him, you ought not to forget your physical health. There is an anointing that gives ability to fulfill God's mandate in your life, but there are also certain laws you have to fulfill, the laws that govern physical health. And they are right here in the Bible, as we've read, in the book of Deuteronomy, in the book of Leviticus, that were clearly given to the children of Israel. Therefore, heed the word of God. Heed the word of God, even when you don't understand there is science behind it. Okay? Then listen to the words of the wise. And this is in Proverbs 12, verse 18. Now, the wise here, I'm talking in respect to the scientists, and especially our government and Minister of Health, the guidelines they've been giving regarding the season we are in. People, COVID is real. It does not matter whether you have a different view of where it came from, but the fact is it is real. It's a fact. People are falling sick and people are dying. People who know the Lord, men of God, women of God, are dying. Even those who don't know the Lord are falling sick and they're also dying. So, take heed to what the scientists are speaking to you, what the Minister of Health is saying. In this time, as we are in a period of lockdown, please observe social distance. That was the essence of the lockdown. Number two, if you're walking out of your home, put on a face mask all the time. Number three, keep your hands clean by washing or sanitizing them. These measures alone will protect you a great deal. So I wish you all the best in these few days we are left with in the lockdown. I think we covered a week or two. We are left with about 4 to 5 weeks. But please remain healthy. COVID is real. Even as we are praying, be careful whom you are allowing in your home to pray with. You could actually be bringing someone that is infected. And after prayers, we take you for treatment because you've contracted COVID from your prayer partner. So, take care of yourself. Observe the laws of health, as spelled out in the scriptures. Pay heed to what the Minister of Health has told you, the directives. Take care of those little ones. The variant of COVID that is around is affecting the young people. And young people, to me, I'm looking at everyone below the age of 50. Those are the people that are falling sick. Unlike the first time when we had COVID last year, when it was hitting the elderly and mainly those above 50. But now we are seeing the young people below 50 taking a big hit. When you get an opportunity to be vaccinated, please go and be vaccinated. It is the will of God that you be vaccinated and be safe. Amen. May God bless you and have a nice week ahead of you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.